was referred, or there was discussion about that, but the main one which was referred at council was the library issue, as far as external agencies is concerned.
So we've got, okay, so we've got, yeah, I mean, they're all, you've got 21.3, which is consultants, 21.4, which is the library. Madam Clerk, how do you want to deal with this?
I think it would be clear, unless there's some really good reason why to wrap up, that we just deal with each one. Now that you've done the policy, now you can move on with.
Okay, so the clerk's recommendation is deal with the policy, and then deal with exactly as shown in the agenda, deal with those other items.
So do we deal with the library now, or not?
Well, the next one would be external consultants, and then after that is the library. After that is staff expending funds, and after that is staffing policy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to alter the agenda, we can deal with the library.
Well, my suggestion is, Mr. Chair, is I thought the library was referred to the consideration of the budget policy, so I would move that we deal with that now, and I would move that we adopt that amendment.
Well, we can't because they're so let's go with the clerk's suggestion. So we've got this.
Okay.
Mr. Pinn, he's
sorry, the clerk was suggesting that I get the deputy clerk's attention. All those items are in some way, shape, or form, all of them are in the policy as it is. So they kind of all have to be dealt with at the same time, would be my, without knowing the legislative part of it, but they all kind of are together as one item.
As long as it's not contrary.
Good point.
I don't know the policy well enough to be able to say whether these are contrary.
Well, the one might be. Okay, give us
swing to be contrary.
Give us a minute. Well, so I don't either. So the other is on the guidance for
staffing policy. I think agencies. It's wrapped up with it.
So, you know, 2.16 is a $50,000 limit, and the library wants to be exempt.
Okay, so
that.
Then you could. That was referred, so you don't have to worry about lifting.
Okay.
So you could move a motion on that, and then when you technically come to that item, you've already taken care of it.
But we've got this on the floor.
Right, but you can do an amendment to the main that takes care of the library.
Okay, so so what we're essentially doing is we're leaving this on the floor, and we're so how do
the main.
How do I attach that to this? Okay, so you know what? Here's what we're going to do, Councillor Neal. We're going to so bring forward an amendment which would end up dealing with 21.4, and then 21.4 will end up being a moot item. So that's the library. So right now we are still dealing with FND-002-19, and what I'll do is take amendments dealing with the consultants, staff expending funds, staffing policy stands on its own, and 21.4. So just give me an amendment on the library.
Okay, I'll move the amendment on the library.
Okay, and what are you moving?
The exception, is it for the library or?
Okay, so that the library not be included in the $50,000 cap?
Right.
All right, do you have a seconder? Councillor Jones? Okay, questions or comments on that? Call the question, all in support. Opposed, that is carried, thank you. And then the next would be.
So now, if you're gonna deal with these two, you have to.
Table to table, so how do I lift something from the table while I'm dealing? So
again, we'll just ignore the fact they're table. Just
well, you know what,
amendment.
So I'm just gonna take amendments,
yeah.
and we can lift them and they've already been dealt with, yeah. We don't care. All right, so give me another amendment, Councillor Neal.
Okay, so I'll give you an amendment that the budget management policy be amended to provide that any professional services assignment exceeding $25,000 requires council approval.
That's the wrong one. That's that one.
It's referred to on page 483, Mr. Chair.
Sorry, 483 of what?
Of our current agenda. Or, sorry. Yeah, it's on, is it? I'm looking at an old agenda here.
Are
we
talking about external consultants?
We are.
So somewhere in here,
this is
$50,000 we need to insert.
Well, he said it's needing $25,000.
Oh, I hear
that. Oh, sorry, Counselor, did you say 25 or 50?
25.
Okay, so we need to change this, that the purchasing bylaw be amended to require the approval by council for hiring of external consultants where the cost exceeds $25,000, except where the same are required by law?
Right.
All right. And sorry, who seconded that? Councillor Jones, thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, I think I'm quite certain that the region has a policy where if it's over 50,000, you have to get council approval. So, I mean, we're about a tenth of the size of the region. So, I thought it was, you know, even if it was 25,000, it's still reasonable. And I don't think this. I mean, if the region, again, I stand to be corrected. I'm quite certain that's what the region's policy is. So. They call it a professional services assignment, but given our relative size, I think 20, half, just even if it was half that amount, it's somewhat reasonable. So I've heard expressed that, you know, it's going to grind, everything's going to grind to a halt here, but I don't understand why that would be the case. But
Mr. Allison.
Through the chair, I don't think that that terminology would have things grinding to a halt if there wasn't flexibility below that threshold. The current bylaw already provides a $25,000 threshold for most contracts. A couple months ago, council put engineering consulting services within that $25,000 threshold, so that's already covered as well. So I'll let Ms. Morano correct me, because I probably say something wrong, but the $25,000 threshold in the main isn't going to bring things to a grinding halt.
Through the chair, if I may, the $25,000 refers to the requirement where three quotes are required to be obtained. The amendment that was put through prior, which was in keeping with the consultant reference in the actual consulting or purchasing bylaw, pardon me, is $30,000 limit. Over that, all of the approvals come to council now at $30,000.
My apologies. It was $30,000. It's actually a higher level than 25.
So, sorry, I didn't catch. The $30,000 is
the current limit is 30
for with or without council approval.
So you can go 30. So. Put 30 in your motion, and that's as opposed to, and it's the same policy.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
but that exists already now today.
But I thought you could hire any outside professional services assignment without council approval right now. There was no dollar limit.
Okay, Ms. Moreno.
Through the chair, the motion was put forward a number of months ago to amend the purchasing bylaw to remove the engineering consulting services, which would in theory pick up most items in the engineering department, but also potentially some items going through the operations department that were engineering type services. And it moved all of them now under the 30,000 threshold. Prior to that, they were on the exempt list. So now everyone goes under the $30,000 limit, whereby anything over $30,000 is required to come to council for approval.
So, Ms. Morano, just to make it simple, for the motion that is in front of us now, it does say 25, but I'm just going to use 30. The motion in front of us now saying anything above 30 must come to council is the current policy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is that through the chair? Is that part of what policy, though? Is that part of the budget management policy or some other policy?
The purchasing bylaw is
through the chair, as the purchasing bylaw.
So if I, Mr. Chair, if I withdraw this motion, I'd like to just, is it possible to copy that, to just to read it over and just?
Absolutely, yeah. I believe Ms. Moreno has the section right in front of her.
Through you, Your Worship, if I may. The bylaw that was just put forward, 219-012, which was put forward by council, and the following resolution is added to the purchasing bylaw. Where it is estimated that the cost for consulting and professional services of an engineer or engineering consultant will be between $5,000 and $30,000, the department will require the services of a roster. That's been done. And the definition of goods and services in section one is deleted and replaced with the following: goods and services, meaning any goods and services required by the corporation other than those listed in A, and they all fall under the $30,000, or within that $30,000 section of the bylaw.
Okay, so if somebody was gonna hire a IT consultant for $50,000, does that require council approval or not, through the chair?
Through the chair, I'm just looking at the exempt list to confirm. I believe that the that would require council approval, and they're not listed on the exempt list of the purchasing bylaw. So it's section 74 of the existing bylaw.
And if I could just clarify, not everything is captured by that. Ms. Moreno is referring to the schedule, which says there are a very small list of items. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's about five or six that wouldn't have that $30,000 threshold. But the issue that I think provided the impetus to have the issue reconsidered, the engineering services consulting is definitely caught. It was exempt previously, and the amendment to the bylaw removed it from the exempt list. So now everything over 30,000 must come to council. Between 5 and 30 is this new roster format.
Okay.
That will be implemented.
Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw the motion. I'd like to look at that, and perhaps meet with Mr. Allison. And then if I have any further thoughts, we could revisit it. Okay, that's
perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. So that's withdrawn. We've dealt with 21.4. Okay, so 21.5, if you'd give me a motion or an amendment. Councillor Neal, you were concerned with staff expending funds. This is...
You're right. So
the motion that was brought forward at the time was that council is approval is required prior to staff expending funds, which would result in an overexpenditure of the budgeted account.
So I guess I was going to ask for a report back on whether, sort of in response to that, whether we could have an audit committee which includes council representation.
All right, well, so...
So, it's, so I guess
me,
it's
give
sort
me a motion.
So my motion is that staff report back on having an audit committee which includes council representation. If I get a seconder, I'll speak to it. And then
seconder. Councillor Jones, thank you.
So I guess, and part of this is this whole budget process, and we sort of go through once a year and we kind of, grind through the numbers and ask a bunch of questions. And personally, I think maybe I'd certainly be interested in doing that on a frequent basis throughout the year, where I know there's an audit committee now, but it doesn't have any council representation on it. So I'm just questioning, as opposed to the idea of trying to limit spending in a certain area, why not sort of have where on a periodic basis you look at the spending that's happening in a department and and I think I recall that some of the municipalities that have these are considered some of the, this is some time ago where I read this, but it's just considered an aspect of good governance. So as opposed to maybe trying to do a lot of this at budget time. I know that's when I pay close attention. Maybe do this throughout the year where, and I know it's a bit of a departure because maybe not every counselor would be on that committee, but we have other committees that we hear about all the time, such as the ones we had today, you know, accessibility, affordable housing, task force, where there's some council representation on it. But this is something that I would be very interested in doing on an ongoing basis. I know I ask a lot of questions at times, and sometimes I'm sort of told, well, this is not the right time to do it or whatever. So generally the questions are answered. And it's not saying we would do this. I'm saying have staff just come back and give this their thoughts on whether that's a good idea or not. So.
Mr. Allison.
Through the chair, I can probably provide just my comments now just so you have the benefit of knowing certainly all that I know about the audit committee. In the time I've been CAO, the audit committee has performed two functions. One is to actually effectively approve the audit that's done by the outside auditors. And the second is to approve service delivery reviews. You'll recall that it was built into the budget a couple of years ago. Some funds will be put into service delivery. And I believe the resolution actually indicated the audit committee would approve the work that was being done before it was put out to market to get consultants in to do the work. So in the time I've been CAO, those have been the only two functions of the audit committee. The only other piece of informational supply is that I believe quarterly, the finance department provides an update of the status of the books, so to speak. That's not an audit function per se, but it is to provide council with a sense of where things are at in terms of budget to actual. And I'm looking at Ms. Watson, she's nodding up and down. I believe it's quarterly those numbers are provided to council.
Okay, do you have any questions or comments on that? So Councillor Neal, I am on the audit committee, so there is council representation. The scope is narrow, exactly as described by Mr. Anderson, Inspector Allison. But you know, I wonder if the question is on a quarterly basis for 12 years, we've been getting reports on departmental spending, who's over, who's under, with some detail on that. Those reports generate very little dialogue. You know, and I would think if you want, you know, if you want more detail. So I'm surprised at this, if those reports generate little detail, but we want to dive deeper into it. I'm thinking that, you know, I'm thinking that we think of what we would like to see in those reports. I'm hesitant to create yet another committee. Let me go. I mean, this is thank you. This is, you know, this is quite different from the motion that came forward, you know, which was approval required prior to staff expending funds. So I think that you'd heard the line that it would grind the organization to a halt. That was quite likely myself that was saying that in the original motion here. Absolutely. You know, if you want a more detailed look at what's going on quarterly, the venue exists, the report exists now. That can possibly be made better. You want to go a second time around, Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Jones, all in support, opposed, carried. Councillor Neal.
Well, okay, so when I met with Mr. Pinn, I guess I posed the question, and I was using this overpayment in a certain line as an example. So if that's happening, what happens, or how is that monitored? And I think the answer was, well, it's left up to the individual manager, you know, and they should know. And by the way, you know, so my thought though is, for example, I'll give you, for instance, corporate advertising. We set a budget, yet we can blow by that, and not by a small amount. So how does that happen, right? So I've sort of gone from the idea of, okay, putting a hard cap on something to thinking, okay, but should we not be sitting in a room in a public forum where you can say, you can question, for example, as a counselor, look, why is that why did that happen? You know, how can that be allowed? Because we have a budget that we put a lot of time into in February, yet some of those numbers are just sort of guideposts or something. I don't know, but there's no real teeth to them as far as I'm concerned. So what would be the downside of council having a committee which actually examines some of those detailed spending lines, that's all, and as they're, and not wait until February? Like, what's the downside? I would certainly be interested in doing that. Not everybody is, but you know, sometimes I've raised these questions at budget time, and it's, well, but we're setting a budget, you know, so when do we ever actually look at the detail? And I did do it one time, and I asked a lot of questions, and you know, I wasn't met with a lot of enthusiastic responses, but we did change one of the processes, which was approving of these council grants or council sponsorships, which used to happen without council approval. So I just see that as a bit of a transparency issue, where you know, if overspending is happening, let's identify it quickly and understand why. And if there's no good reason other than, you know, the manager wasn't paying attention to his budget, then we need to deal with that. That's all. So again, it's how are we going to best serve the taxpayer? And I can see we're going to have a lot of pressures coming up based on, you know, like we're hearing the building permits are down. You know, I'm concerned that we're not going to be able to spend some of the money that we have been. So, and we all want to do, you know, things like build recreation centers and so on. So we're going to have to look very hard for those dollars, as far as I'm concerned. You know, the building boom may be coming to a bit of a temporary, who knows, like it won't be the same as it has been for the last 6 or 7 years. But so those are my thoughts on that. Again, why would we not look at what other municipalities have done, if because I know there are municipalities that have them, and why not look at it? That's all. It doesn't say it's going to get approved, but look at it. Thanks.
Mr. Allison, you were trying to get my attention.
Yes, I did speak with Councilor Neer at the break, and I did agree with him that there may be some line items where you should have and could have hard caps. The particular item of corporate advertising, that may not be one of them, and I apologize. I said at the break that I saw that as potentially being one. We have some public meetings that need to be advertised that are statutory. We can't avoid them, or we have jobs that need to be advertised. So that particular example might not be a hard cap one. I just frankly don't know where you might be able to put a hard cap. And I think that comment about grinding to a halt, that might have been a comment from me, and if you're looking at sort of saying you can't go over budget, because some items, we just don't have control over them. And sometimes you actually don't know if you're over budget until all the dust settles. You've got the final numbers come in. The managers, the department heads know where their budgets are at in a general sense, but to suggest they know it down to the last dollar in terms of, you know, pluses and minuses, it's not capable of functioning that way. I'm not against any ideas that are going to improve accountability efficiencies. It's just the concept of a hard cap on a line item, on line items across the board, was I thought problematic.
Okay, so to bring us back to the motion, Councilor Neal, you're looking for staff to come back with a recommendation on setting up a committee or other, which I'm reading into it. I would suggest they include looking at those quarterly reports, correct?
They may not be tremendously useful. Like you say, it's generated very little discussion. You're dealing with sort of gross numbers.
I'd suggest you've got the backbone exists already, and you know, quite frankly, if we get those quarterly reports and we see on a departmental basis and choose not to dig deeper, that's not staff's problem, that's an issue of us, and they've been, I think we brought them into being during or after the recession, so it's been some time. So this is distinct from what you brought forward. I don't mind, you know, certainly taking a look at it, but, you know, I mean, a budget, and in any organization, you know, a budget's an interesting document. So you heard that some departments are starting budgets now. They've got no idea what 2020 is going to bring, nor do we with the province. So you can have the best of intentions. I can't speak for any of you in your independent businesses, but you know, my business plan at the beginning of the year did not look like my business plan at the end of the year. I had to adjust constantly depending on things. In my case, it was the market. If the market tanked, my revenues tanked. In our case, if it snows a lot, we're going to have a whack of money. So does the organization, to emphasize what Mr. Allison is saying, hard caps, if by statute we need to advertise things and a bunch of things come down, that budget is going to be above and beyond. We can't stop shoveling snow. We can't stop putting fires out. As a matter of fact, I think we're way over budget on flood control or supplies. Are we not, Chief? And that's something that we took out of the budget as a council. So we pulled money out on that line, and we've had to spend it. So, as much as we'll look forward to staff getting back, I think we've got the backbone of something that exists now, if you'd like to get into further detail. But I'd be very concerned about council, and Councillor Neal, you and I tend to disagree on this, as to how far down into the weeds we get. So you hear about best practices, which is empowering your employees, and we don't have an issue with departments overspending. One of the things we've been doing is cutting back, and we tend to look at one side of the budget, but where we see that X number of dollars were budgeted and weren't spent, then we're reducing that amount. So staff aren't spending up to their budget. Staff are living within their budgets, and we keep whittling away at that, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But the question is, overall, the culture of the organization, is it problematic? I don't see it as being problematic. Otherwise, we would have departments in some, I'm going to call it discretionary areas, going over, and when we go line by line, we typically don't see that. So on the request, call the question, all in support, opposed. Did you want to say something, Councillor Hooper? We're calling the vote, or you're just putting your hand up. You're opposed to it. And that motion fails. Councillor Neal, why don't you try an amendment that looks at improving the quarterly reports to perhaps be more detailed?
Think about.
Okay, and that can come forward at any time.
Okay.
Yeah, whenever. All right. So the next is, do you have an amendment, Councillor Neal, on staffing policy?
Well, that's not an amendment.
Oh, sorry. No, that has nothing to do. That's a CAO. No, we're all good. Okay, so we've dealt with consultants, we've dealt with the library, we've dealt with expending funds, so we are back to the budget policy. Do we have anything further on the budget policy? Okay, so I'll call the question on the budget policy as amended. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Okay, so we need to lift from the table.
Okay, so I would suggest...
Oh, hang on. Yep. So we can, if we don't lift it from the table, it just goes
right.
That one we can just ignore.
Well, not really.
So if you never lift it, it just goes away. So let's, okay. 21.4, what do you want to do?
Well, 21.4, we're just going to make a note that says see above in a minute. So like it's,
okay, you're good with that?
It's taken care of.
You're good with that. And you're good with the consultants?
Yeah, if you're going to deal with the consultants and the expending funds by just letting them.
Okay, 21.5 we can ignore, or how would you prefer that we deal with it?
I want to deal with it the same way as 21.3, and you want to not do anything with it.
Oh, I don't care. So you want it lifted and then see above?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So we're having a dispute on how we'll do this, but to be consistent, on 21.5, you can have a motion to lift that from the table, Councillor Neal. Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Jones. And do you want a motion to...
It's a motion... Well, the motion is there.
Okay, but so who's withdrawing it? Whose motion was it?
It was Neal.
Okay, so Councillor Neal, the clerk is asking if you will withdraw that. We've lifted it from the table, but we've dealt with it in the budget policy. So she's suggesting the easiest thing for you to do would be to withdraw that motion because it's your motion. That's the staff expending funds, 21. It is. It was yourself, Councillor Neal, and Councillor Traill seconded it.
That I moved was in replacing.
Right.
Right.
So I'll withdraw it.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
So now we need to move that.
Okay, yep. So the next one is the CAO's report. So that's CAO-002-19, a motion to lift from the table. Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Schwartz. Are we getting tired? Okay, on lifting it, call the question on support. Opposed, carried.
So now, there's nothing before this.
Right.
We need to do something.
So is someone moving that? Is someone moving it as amended? Is what would you like to do with that? The report is suggesting that it be received and that the policy be approved. Someone got something? Receive for information. Do we have a seconder for receive for information? Councillor Anderson. Questions or comments? So my question on the receive for information is, we struggle every year with staffing. This is something you and I agree on, Councillor Neal, is that there should be a there should be some sort of funding envelope available, and you know, we probably shouldn't be picking who the winners, I think, you know, who the winners and who the losers are in that, just to try to give staff direction. We tried this with Mr. Wu's policy, which we completely and utterly ignored. You know, by doing this, we're sort of stuck in the bad old days. Are we happy with that? We're not sad enough not to do anything about it? Are we tired? All right, the motion on the floor is to receive. Call the question. All in support? Opposed? Okay, and that motion carries. All righty. I believe that leaves one final thing. Councillor Jones, you seem motivated on this final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by Councillor Neal. Questions, comments? All in support? Councillor Neal.
Before you adjourn, I just wanted to say to the council, and I thought the way the issue of the South Curtis industrial lands was, I thought it was great that we could all get to unanimously support that, and I thought there was good back and forth, and you know, so I just want to thank everybody for that, and you know, I think that's one of the things that we could hopefully stand back in a couple of years and say, you know, we did a great job and came up with the right solution there. I'm just anxious to hear what the region is going to say, but hopefully, Mr. Chair, you can talk to the powers that be of the region, and hopefully they'll support what we're doing there.
Mr. Chair might talk to Mr. Chair?
Yes, exactly. But anyway, I just was quite pleased with the outcome on that. And
Councillor Neal, I would hope that that pales in comparison to what we do moving forward.
Exactly. So, anyway, thank you.
All righty, on the motion to adjourn, did we call that? We didn't. All in support? Opposed? Carried. Mr. Horvath, you may want to look up momentarily. Oh. And I think that should be part of the official record.